time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
September 30th, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we have another story from St. Luke's Gospel. And it's the story about Lazarus, not Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, but Lazarus who has died and is wanting to have Jesus warn his brothers about what purgatory is like. Again, he's making the point that we should all seize the opportunities for charity and which responsibility which come along in our life. We go around only once, as the old beer ad used to tell us. Hence, we must not so much as grab at the glistening beer bottle as pursue all the opportunities to do good that we encounter. Once upon a time, two girls joined Molly Whoopi's girls' basketball team at Mother Mary High School. They were very good players, but they didn't like to practice hard. One of them became a starter and the other the sixth person. During games, they played real hard, but they didn't practice much, and they didn't listen to the coach's talks and made all kinds of mistakes. The coach goes to Molly, like, maybe we should throw them off the team. Sandra and Sonia, were their names, begin to campaign to stay on the team. They were cute and charming. They talked to every girl on the team. They tried to charm the coach. They made a party for the team. They gave the other players presents. They even showed up on time for practice, though they didn't practice very hard. They took Molly Whoopi to the ice cream store at the mall and brought her a double chocolate malt with whipped cream because they knew Molly was a chocolate freak. Finally, they're like, Molly, you know, we've been real dweebs, you know, but we don't really want to stay on the team. But Molly's like, if you had put in so much time and energy on practice as you have on charming everyone, then we'd be in first place. I'm like telling the coach you should be 11th and 12th on the team, and you earn your way back up. They weren't very happy with that decision, because, you know, there are only 10 players on the team. But Molly goes to her boyfriend, Joe. Why didn't they work at basketball? And Joe goes like, it's easier to buy you a double chocolate malt. And Molly's like, well, that didn't do them any good. And that is the end of the homilies for September.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.